showdown at the southern border.
It was quickly closed in both directions by border agents.
Snows, snarls, travel.
You better have an extra dose of patience to get through all this.
Genetically edited babies.
You have to balance the potential benefits with the potential risks.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. U.S. authorities took action when some Central American migrants tried to rush the border and enter the country from Tijuana, Mexico. CBS's Maria Villarreal is at the scene.
Video from a Mexican news channel appears to show a Border Patrol agent yelling at migrants nearing the border to get back. He then fires rubber bullets and people scatter. They started throwing tear gas at us. This migrant from Honduras said there were many children who fainted. It was like something out of a movie. This migrant woman said everyone started running. U.S. authorities claimed some of the migrants threw rocks and other projectiles at U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. The official port of entry was quickly closed in both directions by border agents. People on foot and in cars waited in long lines for several hours. Late Sunday night, the port was reopened, and as cars began filing in, people cheered.
Well, President Trump has taken note of these developments at the border, and we're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In a tweet this morning, the president calls on Mexico to, quote, move the flag-waving migrants, many of whom are stone-cold criminals, back to their countries. He insists they are not coming into the USA, vowing to close the border permanently if need be. The administration has reportedly been in talks with the incoming Mexican government about arranging for asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while their claims are being processed. The growing migrant crisis comes less than 2 weeks before a government funding deadline here in Washington. The president demands money for the border wall, and he has suggested if it isn't passed by Congress, the government should shut down. Steve?
Well, some places in the upper Midwest have gotten more than a foot of snow. Snarling travel after the Thanksgiving holiday. CBS's Dean Reynolds is in Chicago, where the snow's been falling at a rate of 2 inches an hour.
Blustery winds and heavy snow swallowed parts of the I-80 and I-70 corridor, reducing visibility to zero and making driving nearly impossible.
We are literally driving and cannot see anything.
Accidents littered the roadways, while jackknife tractor trailers and disabled cars blocked highways and interstates.
You can't see in front of you. You cannot see where the roadway is at.
We were supposed to be on an afternoon flight. We preemptively changed it to avoid the snow. And then we were stuck in traffic, so she still missed the flight.
At O'Hare Airport in Chicago, more than 800 flights were canceled, slowing one of the busiest airports in the country on one of the busiest travel days.
And there have been over 1,000 cancellations and delays today. On the rails, an Amtrak trip home to Boston was delayed by 7 hours when an Acela that left Washington needed repairs in New York. A Chinese researcher claims to have produced the world's first genetically edited babies. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
The U.S.-trained researcher says the genes of twin girls were genetically edited to have resistance to the HIV virus that had infected their father. Geneticist Kiran Musunuru, among those in the medical community, expressing serious ethical concerns.
We still have a lot of work to do to prove and establish that the procedure is actually safe.
But to me, this is an experiment on children.
CBS medical consultant Dr. David Agus.
It is way too premature to put it in kids because we're not going to know the answer for 10, 20, 30 years, whether it works.
One reason the technique is banned in the U.S., Steve.
Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos is set to begin his 2-week prison sentence today. Efforts to postpone it failed. He lied to the FBI in the Russia investigation. The family of a black man shot and killed by police last week in a shopping mall say he was wrongfully shot. CBS's Mark Strassman is in Hoover, Alabama.
E.J. Bradford's family says police owe them answers and an apology after their son was mistakenly identified as a gunman at the River Chase Galleria Mall and shot dead by a police officer on Thanksgiving night.
You shoot first, ask questions later.
His father, Romantic Bradford Sr., is a police officer himself.
I know my son always respected the police, and if you gave a command, you came around that corner, say freeze, drop your weapon, he'd comply with your order.
No justice, no peace!
On Saturday, the family joined about 200 protesters outside the mall demanding action. Benjamin Crump is the family's attorney.
The pattern in America is if there's a good guy and he happens to be black. Police don't see him as a good guy.
The family says releasing body camera video and surveillance video would help them heal and could help solve this case.
Ukraine has called on Russia to release its ships and sailors seized in a weekend standoff around Crimea. The country says it considers it an act of aggression and a serious threat. The Camp Fire is now fully contained in Northern California. It's blamed for dozens of deaths and the loss of thousands of homes. Several days of rain helped give fire crews the upper hand. An unmanned NASA spacecraft is about to cap a six-month trip to Mars. We're live with CBS's Steve Futterman.
And Steve, if all goes as planned, the InSight spacecraft will touch down on the Martian surface in around 7 hours, completing a 300-million-mile journey. Here at Jet Propulsion Laboratory, members of the InSight team are sounding a bit cautious.
Landing on Mars is always a challenge. You can never take it for granted.
That's project manager Tom Hoffman. InSight is designed to learn more about Mars below the surface. The most dangerous part of the journey will come at the end. The final descent is being called 7 minutes of terror. InSight will go from traveling around 12,000 miles an hour to only 5 miles an hour. Live at Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Legendary film director Bernardo Bertolucci has died at 77.
I have decided that you the new lord of 10,000 years.
He won 2 Oscars for The Last Emperor and sparked controversy and censorship with his depiction of sexual brutality in Last Tango in Paris. A new estimate published today in the journal Pediatrics says 1 in 40 American kids has some form of autism. It's a higher estimate than earlier this year, but factors other than an actual increase may be contributing to that. Big question now after all those Black Friday sales.
So are you ready to hit the keyboard or the smartphone?
Really excited for Cyber Monday. It's usually a lot better deals than Black Friday.
Meaning start spending?
There will be some great deals on Cyber Monday, but if past experience is any predictor, there are going to be good deals throughout the holiday season. So if you miss out on a deal, there's a good possibility that it might be extended or that you might find another good deal.
CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Not a good deal north of the border. GM will announce today it's closing a 65-year-old plant in Oshawa, Ontario, which will mean the loss of 2,500 jobs. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.